What's the use in trying? She'll never compromise. She's putting out the fire. Heart as cold as ice. I know she's out there running with another man. That woman never learns. She'll never understand. I can't stop the rain. Can't stop the rain from falling down. Mojo's in the way. A pretty little soul. Ain't nothing but a joke. I fell for her compassion. It hit me like a bomb. And now I'm counting pennies. Ain't nothing but a bum. From falling down. Can't stop the rain. Can't stop the rain from falling down.
Never stop the rain.
Thank you for listening to Prison Pipeline. This is the show where we speak for those who are unable to speak for themselves, prisoners who are locked down. Also, this is for their friends and family to let them know that they're thinking about them and options and hope and all of the above. Going to have some guests, one in studio tonight and another one going to We're going to call her up and get her on the phone, going to tell us about it. You know, this show is dedicated, as always, to the founder of the program, the Divine Miss Ann Rose Pierce. And if you're just getting back listening to us again this year to the show, well, she passed away last November. But we continue on the struggle and the fight and the program that she began over 12 years. Looking at her website here, I know that her stepson took over the You know, he worked side by side with Adam Rose Pierce on the website, on the program, and he's been doing so since. Haven't talked to him for a couple of weeks. Hope he's doing fine. Donovan, hope you're doing fine out there and family. And Ruth, also working with the program. Ruth, hope you're doing fine too. We'll talk to you both soon. Give you an update on the website. If you want to check it out, at the website that Adam Rose Pierce put together, you can check it out at www.arpofasy.freeyellow.com. That's arpofasy.freeyellow.com. You'll get, after 17 years, advocates for prison reform dedicated to humanizing corrections in memory of Gregory Lee Pierce. And Rose Pierce's husband, who passed away while incarcerated. Yes, indeed. Like we said, tonight we're going to have a guest in tonight, and not even just a guest, it's family. It's family night here, but she's doing big things, works for the big organization. We're talking, of course, well, guest, introduce yourself, please.
Thank you. Family, I like that.
Oh, yes.
This is Orion Gray, and I'm on the KABU Board of Directors, and I'm also... I'm proud to say, an employee of Sisters of the Road. And Sisters of the Road has been in Old Town Chinatown for 26 years. So maybe you've seen us at 133 Northwest Davis.
Wow, 20 how many years?
26 Get in down. November. Can you believe it?
Get down. Okay.
Yeah, we were born in 1979.
Same spot?
Yeah, the same spot.
That's unheard of for Portland because, you know, things move around so much.
They do, and they gentrify.
All right. Well, there must be something good happening there.
Well, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Sisters of the Road is a cafe that serves low-income people. Our goal is to build relationships and build community, though. So we're really more than a cafe. We were started because the co-founders went into that neighborhood and were working in that neighborhood with low-income people and asked those people, what do you need in your neighborhood? Okay. Oh, my.
Okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm. And the pizza's here.
Pizza, okay.
And so they asked the people there what they wanted. And if the people had said, we want a laundromat, then they would have opened a laundromat. They stand by that. They were there for what the people wanted. And the people said, let's build a cafe together where we can eat a nutritious meal and be served in an atmosphere of dignity and respect. You know, sit down in a restaurant and be served,
yeah.
But where we can work for our food if we don't have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Or pay just a little bit of money, or use our food stamps. And that was unheard of. There are no cafes using food stamps for hot food in 1979.
Oh, okay.
And that's a problem, you know, if you don't have a kitchen. So if you're on the street, or if you live in a little one-room SRO and you don't have anything more than a hot plate, it's hard to use your food stamps and eat a nutritious hot meal. So because of the advocacy efforts of Sisters of the Road, they went to the United States government and they said, hey, we need to come up with a process to eat food stamps. And because of our supporters, and we got some political support, and we just worked on it for a couple years.
Okay.
In the 80s, we finally won that. And because of Sisters of the Road, now there's a process where other cafes all over the country can go and apply to have food stamps used at their cafe.
Sisters of the Road started that?
Yes.
Nationwide, y'all.
Nationwide.
Oh, see, beautiful.
Now you see why I'm proud.
And it wasn't even planned like that. That just, it's the pyramid effect.
Mm-hmm.
One beautiful thing happens, and other people see a beautiful thing, and, hey, falls in place.
It falls in place.
All right. Yes, indeed. Yes, Sisters of the Road, downtown on, if we didn't have the exact address, 5th and Davis?
6th and Davis, yes.
6th and Davis, 6th mm-hmm. and Davis, okay.
Right on the bus mall.
Yes, indeed. Had a good time down there a little while ago. Had a 50th anniversary party for the head of the Sisters of the Road a year or so ago. Had a big time, had a nice party down there with the homeless folks, and very well-mannered. Everybody had a good time and promised to do it again. Hopefully we'll do that again soon, for sure, for sure.
We would love that. You were a great DJ.
Oh, we had a good time.
You had that Rainbow Clown wig on.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now, say I'm a person who just recently got out the joint,
mm-hmm.
got out the big house, and I'm living in a halfway house now. Haven't got my job yet, but one's coming in a couple of weeks. But my dignity is big and he's bolstering, and I want to get going now. I want to get something to eat
mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
How's the process go?
Well, we welcome you to Sisters, and the first time that we're there to show us, to show you how happy we are that you came, the first meal is on Sisters. And it's actually the first meal is on other customers, low-income people who have donated credit through their own work.
Okay.
Onto a special sheet, and you get your free meal off of that sheet. So that's people helping people, low-income people helping each other,
nice.
Which I love. So the first time you come, it's free.
Okay.
And then after that, if you do not have $1.50 for a meal and a drink, which I have to say is very reasonable, we haven't raised our rates in years.
Nice.
Yeah, but if you don't have that $1.50 after that first time, you can work for 15 minutes, and that will earn you a meal and a drink. And we will structure the job around your ability. So if you are a little shy being around a lot of people and you don't want to bust tables out on the floor, then maybe we could find something in the back for you to do, something a little more not with the public. But most of it is cafe work.
Okay.
And we'll show you how to do it. You don't have to ever have done it. We have, you know, dishwashing, busing, serving, foods and drinks. We have taking out the trash or sweeping, all kinds of things. We even have some office work sometimes that people can do. So
hey, if they got the skill,
yeah. If they got the skill, you know,
office
stuffing
stuff.
Envelopes or stuff. And actually, you know, Sisters of the Road would close if it weren't for that barter work, because we have a small staff, and it's that volunteer labor of the low income people that makes Sisters stay open. And in fact, when there's not enough volunteers to do those things, we have to stop the line and stop taking orders and then say, well, we'll have to start the line again when we get a dishwasher, and inevitably someone steps up.
Oh, yeah, that would make somebody step up, for sure.
It does, and it, you know, because it's not just, we're not patronizing people saying, oh, we value you, you're needed. I mean, those people are Sisters of the Road. They are Sisters of the Road. We do need them. They are us. You know what I mean? This cafe would close without people stepping up and trading their work for their food.
Okay.
But also, if people are too disabled to work, we do have, again, a whole bunch of free meals donated by other customers through their work.
Okay.
So if you're too disabled, we will not charge you.
Now, a lot of us out here who are working the last couple of years and pretty successful, we're having no problems. You know, we really have to sit back and help those who are less fortunate than ourselves. And if you work downtown, I see a lot of business people in Sisters of the Road. I see shirts and ties in there.
Yep, you do see them sometimes.
They know a good deal when they see it.
I used to when I was an office worker downtown as a temp worker, just making, you know, crappy temp office wages.
Oh, yeah.
I used to duck in there and eat because it was $1.50 and it's food you recognize on the plate. You know, it's not like a soup kitchen where maybe it's not so good. It's always a balanced meal.
It's not
hot.
It's not prison loaf.
It is not prison
loaf. No pun intended.
Some of our cooks have been in the joint.
Sense of humor out there, folks. Yes, because I've heard of that that meal they serve down there. We gotta. That's another thing we're going to have to look into in the course of the year. What are they feeding y'all? What are they feeding y'all?
Ooh, a show
nutritious?
Just on food.
The prison. What they're getting served down there, if it's right or not. I'm sure Ann knows. I'm sure Ann knew all about it. So, you know, because Ann was just a source. I mean, you could ask her any question, and the answers would just fly out of her head. Amazing person. Mm-hmm. Never going to stop talking about her, folks. Never going to stop talking about the founder of this program. Okay, and we're going to have a guest, a success story, I hope.
Yes.
Who's come through the Sisters of the Road. Not too big a job program, but a little bit of a job program.
Yes, we do. It's called the Workforce Development Program. And just what that means is, okay, so right now we have a staff of 16 people. If someone were to quit or whatever, we would post that job with our customers, and we go out of our way to hire our customers.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have to have the skills for the job, but it's kind of like affirmative action, where we look at a bunch of people with skills for the job, and we go out of our way to hire the person with experience with homelessness.
Uh-huh.
People who have, or poverty, not just homelessness, poverty.
Yeah, it's extremely low income.
Yeah, and a lot of times when people get out of jail or prison, they are very low income. They don't have work, and maybe they have a bunch of things that they need to get straight in their life. Maybe they're aiming at getting their children, their custody back. Maybe they're aiming at completing their substance abuse program, whatever they're aiming at, their probation, their parole, getting all of that cleared up. We not only will go out of our way to hire them, but we will help them do that, mentor them, give them time off to go to those appointments.
Okay.
Support them however we can.
Yeah, not gonna let them go because they got to work. You got to work. You can't go to them.
No, not at all.
Good.
No,
oh,
it's
good,
all
good.
About, our whole program is based on nonviolence, and nonviolence is treating each person as if they are sacred and special.
Amen.
And just getting the, you know, getting the slop out on the plate, that is not treating people like they're special. We don't treat our workers that way. So it's a small program, as in we can only hire a couple people a year that way.
Okay.
But it is there, and it usually starts out that people are trading their work for food. We get to know them over time. They're kind of a barter worker.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then one day we have an opening and they apply.
Ta-da.
That's usually how it works.
And I just wish all employers would do that for their employees, you know, not just people who are on release or on parole. You know, people have appointments and they have things they have to do because they do have a life other than the job, but the job is very, very important. So hopefully that's all working out. Okay, we'll have a little break here and we're going to be back. Hopefully we're going to get our guest on the line and we're talking with
Orion Gray.
Our wonderful Orion. Family member working for Sisters of the Road Cafe. We'll be back.
I'm steady trying to find the motive. Why do what I do? And freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen. No registration. Cops patrolling. And now they done stop me and I get locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Locked up.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Heading uptown to Rio. Back with a couple beats. The corner block's on fire. Undercovers dressed as queens. Making so much money. Products moving fast. Put away the stash. As I sold the last bag, fucked around and got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me
my
out.
Locked up.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out.
I got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Girl, I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out.
Cause visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. Cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But still I'm here locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let go.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let
me out. I'm locked up.
Yes, indeed, right there. And for those who don't know that artist right there, that's Akon. A-K-O-N. Akon. No dash, just A-K-O-N. Akon. And we're sitting here tonight with our friend and family member, Orion.
Hello.
Sisters of the Road Cafe. And online here, everything works out. Call a telephone person, are you there? Telephone person, hang in there. I got to push another button.
Always another button.
Telephone person, are you there?
Hi.
There you are. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing really great. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Okay, tell us who you are, or Ryan, would you like to introduce our guest?
Oh, Tamara is one of our cooks and also our kitchen manager. Hi, Tamara. Thank you.
Hi, Orion.
Good, good, good. Now, Tamara, you have a situation. You have you're one of the people that Sisters of the Road is all about, sounds like.
Yes, I am.
Tell us your situation and how you got involved with Sisters of the Road.
Well, it started out with methamphetamine, and it progressed into crimes, and I have 7 felonies now. Ooh. And I had gone into treatment at the BOA Residential Treatment Center, and so I got clean, and hey. And then I was cooking at the residential treatment center, and my NA sponsor worked for Sisters of the Road. Well, I have another issue that kept me living on social service agencies, and I had just been turned down again for Social Security.
And I
couldn't face another year of, you know, waiting to go in front of the judge again and living off social service agency. So my NA sponsor suggested that I go down to Sisters and apply for the job.
Okay.
And I went down, I got the job, and I have learned so much at Sisters. I remember years ago going by Sisters and thinking, you know, that looks like a really interesting place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I read about it in the newspaper, but I just never went there. And now that I'm on Sisters staff, and the philosophy just gels so well with what I always felt but never acted upon.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I'm part of the workforce development program, which is basically people who are unhireable. And they give you a break. They give you a chance. And here I am now.
Unhireable. I like that term. I mean, I don't like the term, but that term makes a lot of sense. When people in your position and thousands of people in your position and it's just hard to get started once you get out.
That's right.
Okay.
I never thought I'd be working again, and now I have a job that's out of this world.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful story. And yeah, how's the food? What was the menu today, Tamara? What were you feeding the peoples today?
So today was our egg day, so we had scrambled eggs, and we started out with roasted potatoes, but then switched them to potato pancakes.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really good with fruit. And then, of course, we have our wonderful rice and beans and cornbread every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Rice and beans? Oh, Monday through Friday.
Yep.
Don't make me come over on Saturday.
Yeah, because you get nothing.
Monday through Friday. Yes, indeed, the major days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Well, hey, Tamara, that's a wonderful, wonderful. Now, how long have you been in this position with the Sisters?
It'll be 2 years in April.
Years?
Yeah, 2 years. Yeah, there's some hope out there, man.
Check you out.
Wow. There is hope after felonies.
yeah, Tamara, what word of advice? You know, you definitely are a person who can speak to the people out there, and ladies in particular. A lot of ladies are, the numbers are increasing, the percentage is increasing with young ladies getting in trouble with the law and felonies and the meth thing. What words of advice of experience would you, Tamara, give to the hundreds and thousands of people that are listening right now?
I would give the advice that getting clean is where it's at, and if you work with your PO, she will work with you, and life will get 100% better. I guarantee it.
Oh, man. You hear that? Words of it. Words to live by, y'all. Words to live. Tamara, you're wonderful to come on the air at such short notice tonight. Anybody you want to send a shout-out to while as we say goodbye to you?
Sure, to the whole sister staff and Orion and Jenny Nelson, who just won the National Caring Award.
So, what award? What?
The National Caring Award.
Yeah, she just won a national award. Mm-hmm. She went to D.C. and was given the award in part by Bob Dole.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Well, Bob's okay. Well, Bob's handing out stuff like that. We can give good Bob. Tamara, thanks for being on the show tonight.
Okay, thank you for inviting me.
Keep doing good things. Thank you very
much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See, that's what we're talking about. We want people to hear success stories like that. My gosh.
You crack me up so much. Bob's okay as long as he's giving out stuff like that.
Yeah, because, you know, Bob, though, he was such a target of comedy back in the day. Chevy Chase used to do it really hard and quite a few other people.
I know.
But Bob's doing good things now.
Yeah, he got up at that award speech and he said that he wished that people would work together across their political lines put aside their differences and actually do something for somebody else like Jenny Nelson has done all these years.
Now, Jenny Nelson, what's her position now?
She's a co-founder, and she works from home part-time now and is pushing forward our research project that I work on, too. And she also does a lot of advocacy in the community to get the voices of low-income and homeless people heard.
Okay.
So many political committees and meetings and anywhere that we can, you know, she has a long history of fighting poverty and homelessness in downtown. So she represents at a lot of public places, too.
Okay.
She does a lot.
Well, big up and congratulations, Jenny.
Yeah,
big
congratulations.
Time, big time. Okay, Orion, we're going to finish up this portion of the show, Sisters of the Road Cafe. And this is a win-win situation. It's not about advertising the restaurant. I mean, if anybody thinks that at all, they must be crazy. It's a program, and it's for the people.
Yeah, and it's by the people.
And by the people. Okay, Orion, any last words from you? You want to shout out? Or
check out our website. Shout out to our website, www.sistersoftheroad.org. And there's some links on there to learn more about homelessness and just about the work that we do and about our customers. And our customers are incredible people.
Sistersoftheroad.org.
Sistersoftheroad.org.
Thank you, Ryan, and all the wonderful work you're doing.
Oh, and come down and eat lunch with us. We want everybody to come down, not just low-income people. It's open to everybody. Cross class lines and talk to each other.
Yeah.
Over a meal.
Yeah. Say hi to the person at the table next to you.
Right on.
All right. Thanks, Orion.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get down there at least once a month this year, at the very least, because I ate there before a couple times. They even let me take a plate home. I'm not supposed to say that, but yeah, that snuck a plate out of there and good stuff.
Bring your own to-go container, right?
There you go. Bring your own to-go. Okay, we'll be right back with just a little bit left. We're going to finish up the show. This is KBOO Radio. You're listening to Prison Pipeline. And that's after 17 years, Prison Pipeline. Yes, indeed. Big up, Ann Rose Pierce. Yes, indeed. After 17 years, Prison Pipeline here on KBOO Radio. Last year, close to the end of the year, Shahid Hamed and Shahid's going to be coming on Prison Pipeline before the month is over. He'll be coming down here and either sharing the spot or taking over the spot a little bit this month and during the course of the year. So Shahid Hamed will be on here also for sure. And we were invited down to OSP's Kwanzaa celebration by Uhuru Sasa. Big up. And come to find out that it got canceled. And just when I first started getting letters and listening to folks from the prison, I just thought it was just a matter of communications. But they locked down communications. They down. And something happens down, they just lock everything down. You don't get a chance to hear what's going on down there. So I've learned to not get mad when I don't get news from there, because the news just cannot be let out. So, let you know about Uhuru Sasa. They have a newsletter that they try to get out every month, but we got one this past December or November. And let me tell you right now, very well put together. Contact people. We have a 6, 7, 8 page newsletter here. Nice put together, stapled nice. The opening line, opening story was inspired for positive change. Inside they have the words from the president's desk, Your opinion counts. They got a page here where other prisoners could write in and ask them questions, and their opinion counts, letting them know. So big up Uhuru Sasa getting your newsletter back on here. Big up Marcus Jackson. Big up President Brandon Boyd, VP Greg Wilson, Secretary Tommy Maxwell, Treasurer Ray DeLisle, saying the wrong part, Parliamentarian ex-editor-in-chief Frederick Connor. Everybody, stay up down there, OSP. And Latino clubs, please, don't you stay out of this either. And the white guys, Euros, hey, Native American, everybody, this program is for you. Just because I'm a black man, if I'm putting it on, doesn't mean it's all about us. So you are invited also. Get your words down here. Send your letters to KBOO 20 Southeast 8th, 97214. That's 20 Southeast 8th here in beautiful Southeast Portland. And hey, that's it for this week. Prison Pipeline, you can email me also. Email me at reggaebob@comcast.net. I hope it's .net. Comcast. You know Comcast. High speed cable. reggaebob@comcast.net about prison issues and things you want to talk about and be about. And hey, we'll do that for you. Up next, Clemmy's Grooves. Reggae Bob is out of the Prison Pipeline. I'll be back Thursday at 7 o'clock for the year in review. So thank you for being here and listening. And we always thinking about you and caring about you. Those on lockdown. We out.
How many youths in jail? How many black men? This is what an inmate told me. Let it be the Most High's will to have me where I am. Let them see that they can't kill the inner part of man. Even though this is locked and they've thrown away the key. I'm the finest of the father's crop. I deserve to be happy. I'm just saying, down, somebody's down in the concrete jail cell. And nobody gives a damn, 'cause most of them are black. Down, somebody's down in the concrete jail cell. Nayora gives a damn. I'm not forgetting anyone. Love will be deep within always. How can I have faith no more? Judging me on a 1-10 scale. Way over 20, this man soars. Peace and love is the same to him who created all of us. I will show that I am a king. Liberation of myself is a must. I'm just saying, down, somebody's down in the concrete jail cell. And nobody gives a damn, 'cause most of them are bad. Down, somebody's down in the concrete jail cell. Nayora gives a damn. I'm not forgetting anyone. Dirty toilet seats. Unsanitary, hasn't been flushed for weeks. Terrible environment, can't even sleep. Police brutality, still it alert. Hey, Oja, this ain't nothing sweet. A ward enough to tell you what time you must eat. The food look rotten, I can't food and meat. And all you thinking about are office flirts. What is going on? And you feel as though the only way to get out is to sell your soul. Love becoming farmer and a play spiral. The system has so many trap like so. Look how many get life for not doing nothing but putting up a fight against a silly game that Babylon call life. That's why the dynamite it have to blow. I'm just saying, down, somebody's down in the concrete jungle. nobody gives a damn. 90% is black. Down, somebody's down in the concrete jungle. Starlion gives a damn. We ain't forgetting anyone, sure. High grade gives a damn. We ain't forgetting anyone, sure. African people gives a damn. We're not forgetting anyone.